My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, would Jesus approve of Davin? And Davin scammer Agnes feels she should be with Davin after he divorces his wife. And is Agnes a completely different girl than what Davin fell in love with? With all this, Davin questions their relationship. So listen and enjoy.
But babe, it's because I love you, I feel I need to leave you. You should be with somebody who Jesus would approve of.
Oh boy.
Like you bring him home to meet your dad. Your kid. There's Jesus. Wait, where were you? You brought her home late.
So you sit there with Jesus. You sit there with Jesus. So you Jet fan? Yeah. You come over here. You know, I'm...
Do I have to call him Mr. Christ, or can I call him Jesus?
What would you like to be called, sir? You got the shotgun, you got my daughter.
You know, we have a tradition in this family of virgins.
Yeah.
And the son's sitting there.
Yeah. You make sure he's a good... You know, your grandmother was a virgin.
One of the wise men pulls me aside. Listen, I'm just fucking saying. His dad's a big guy.
If you want to impress him, bring him frankincense and myrrh. He loves that shit.
Does he have a gun, wise man? No, but his father's got a lightning bolt.
Yeah. Oh, during the dinner, he likes to make speeches and do things with the food. But
pretend you like it. Yeah. Don't bring up Judas. They don't talk anymore. Yeah. Jews, not anymore.
Watch your water bottle. It's a great trick.
I said she should be with somebody who Jesus was approve of. She goes, please, let's not talk about this issue again. Ah! She don't want to talk about nothing.
No.
Hun, I can't run from problems. I've done that long enough. This must be addressed. This, our love and the love that Jesus gives. We need to figure this out.
Now, what I do like is she's trying to go, you're not dropping it. No, you are not dropping it.
No, I'm a bitch.
You are being a persistent rectal itch right now.
I told my wife that she's smart not to argue with me.
Yeah.
But this is what my wife hated when we used to argue.
Oh.
And I still cared about the argument. Yeah. You know, I'm terrible.
Go with the bone.
She goes, I think the best way for us is to be together after the divorce. I go, of course, but our path to getting to this point has been filled with deception, deceit, sex, booze. We've been bad for each other's soul. What are you talking about, deception, deceit, and sex? Have I ever lied to you? Yes. What did I lie about? You don't remember? Tell me about it. No! If I meant anything to you, you would know what dagger you hit my heart with.
You are a douchebag.
I certainly am. You say we're a married couple, but I never do this to you.
If you really love me, you know.
It's what you do, though.
Oh, I don't do that.
Nothing.
No, I'm fine.
You know what, though? But my friend, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I...
That's what I do.
That you do?
By the way, at this point, I can walk away. I've done my work.
Right.
I don't care. She goes, you mean everything to me. You told me I lied, so you got to tell me what I lied about. I go, you know what you lied about.
I can't remember, and I can't flip that many pages that fast.
At least you used to. I swear, sometimes when I talk to you, I feel like you're a completely different person than the girl I fell in love with.
Because Agbul called in sick today.
You got the B-team.
I hope you had a nice piss, Arnold. Yeah.
Hold this.
I know, though.
Smoke break.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, it's blowing up while you're gone. Get it back in here.
She goes, you still can't tell me what I lied about. I go, of course I can. If you can't remember, then we really have nothing more to discuss. She goes, I guess this is the way you want to break up with me. If you want to leave me, just tell me to the face. Well, I've never
tell
seen
me to the face.
Which one? You've got so many. I go, if you can't remember what you lied about and what a big deal it was and how it affected me and the harm it did to my life, then you are correct. I don't want to be with you. I can't be with somebody who can't be bothered to remember how they affect me and when I have lived and breathed every ounce of you. Now, remember, the lie was about her living in the orphanage.
Yes, that was the big part. I'm like, you're making a big deal about it.
I certainly am.
Okay. It affected every bit of my,
the password,
you know.
Is
well, remember,
orphanage.
That it pissed me off so much I got in the fight in the New York, in the comedy club in New York. With the heckler, which allowed me to get banned.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
I started drinking again. It's been a downward spiral. It really
banned!
Banned! Clunkety, clunkety, baggity, bagging, banned! She goes, I have a lot on my mind. I understand. I am thinking of how we can be together, what we're going to do to me, and how I will meet you, make you happy. And you were talking about what I lied about. I go, yes, I have a lot on my mind, and I remember everything about you, about us. Mm. I will not be in a relationship with somebody who can't be bothered to remember details, big details. This is not the first time it has happened either. A man can only put up with so much until he walks away.
Oh, my God.
All scammers on deck.
All hands on deck.
All fingers to the keypad. All fingers.
Mayday, mayday.
She goes, so this is what you want to say to me? So you can't be with me? That's what you're saying to me? I go, if you can't be bothered to remember important things, then yes, I want out. I loved you with all my heart. See, I'm throwing it. Still throwing it. I loved you with all my heart. I invested myself in you, but you obviously can't do the same.
Oh, God, I tell you, fuck you, and then go somebody else. I really would. I would.
I'm pushing. I want to see what I have all the fucking power. The Jesus is gone.
Yes.
It's all about being with me. We're not asking for money right now. We're asking, baby, give me one more chance. Yeah.
Baby, please.
I loved you with all my heart. I invested myself in you, but you obviously can't do the same. I deserve to be loved by somebody who loves me like I love them. She goes, if you don't love me, if I don't love you, then I won't be here. Now you're trying to hurt me, she says. I go, no, I'm not trying to hurt you. It is you who has hurt me by taking my feelings for granted. Words are only so much. Anybody can say I love you. Only a fool would believe I love you from somebody that could be so insensitive as to forget how they have harmed a person they supposedly love so much.
Ugh. God, you're exhausting as this character.
Oh, I certainly am.
God, are you dying, Joe? I'm dying.
Oh, God. I couldn't.
She can walk away.
I know. I would be slapping.
She should.
Done.
She should.
Let's hear it.
She wrote, fuck you.
She goes, why do you complain so much?
I rest my case.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.